This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Despite, I don't know if you saw, PBS CEO Paula Kerger's claim that before Congress that we work really hard to try to bring multiple viewpoints forward. And if you buy that, I have a lovely piece of oceanfront property outside Topeka to sell you. New Media Research Center study proves otherwise. As the Trump administration enters its second term, PBS's NewsHour liberal bias is not only fully intact, it's actually accelerating. With us now is Dan Schneider. He's a fierce free speech advocate, say that four times, and vice president of MRC Free Speech America. Dan, and to top it off, he's a Jayhawk. He's a fellow Jayhawk. So, Dan, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
My graduate degree says KU. My heart is with K-State. I grew up in Manhattan. It is great to be on your show. My family is listening to me, no doubt. But PBS and NPR, it's not just that they're terrible. They're also lawbreakers.
Yes.
They people forget that these two media entities, PBS and NPR, were created by Congress. And so then they've been getting hundreds of millions of dollars every year to perform a public service. And, you know, John, of course, you are a legislator now, so you understand that when somebody gets our tax dollars from a grant or a contract or anything like that, it comes with strings. NPR and PBS do not have the same kind of constitutional free press rights that any other media outlet like you have, because they have to comply with the law.
Right.
And the law is clear, John. PBS and NPR, and I'm quoting here, John, they must adhere to strict balance and objectivity in all matters. But NPR and PBS, they've been very clear and unambiguous. They will not cover the other side of the issue of, say, climate change. They refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop story. They, by their own words, were breaking the law, and they break the law every single day. Thank God we finally have a president who's saying, Congress, let's strip them of their money. They've been breaking the law for too long.
Well, Dan, you know, the left is going to say that you're mean and you want to defund Elmo and Big Bird. But when you look at the MRC, you guys tracked every guest appearance on PBS NewsHour, for example, from inauguration day, January 20th through May 19th, and found 4.2-1 ratio of liberal to conservative guests, and an even more lopsided 6.5-1 when it came to government officials. I mean, and I'm actually surprised the numbers weren't higher than that, because those are like MSNBC numbers right there.
Yeah, but John, we at the Media Research Center, we always are very objective. Unlike NPR and PBS that are purely subjective and political, we try to be very objective. So we simply counted the people who attended, who spoke. So, yeah, 6 to one Republicans. But guess what? The handful of Republicans who showed up were, of course, never Trumpers. They were the people like Liz Cheney, right? Those are the people that NPR picks and PBS picks for these sorts of things. Completely biased.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, yeah, it's like Governor Kasich. You know, there's another perfect example. You can have quote unquote Republicans, but if they're never Trumper Trump haters, but they happen to have an R behind their name, like you said, Elizabeth Cheney. I mean, that doesn't count. That's or Kensinger, you know, having him on there. I mean, it's come on. But those are the type of quote Republicans that they will put on their show. And then they can say, well, we had a Republican on, so it's bipartisan. Beating up on Donald Trump, basically.
Yeah. And John, am I being mean? No, I'm not. Because things have only gotten worse at NPR and PBS. The numbers show that they are even more biased now than ever before. They've been put on notice repeatedly that they are breaking the law, that they have to come into compliance with the law, or else they're going to lose their money. And they've, for years, they've just always thought nobody will have the will. You know, and anybody sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will not have the will to actually do it. And Donald Trump does have that will. And now we've got a Congress, you know, and even though they're very, very thin majorities, John, here's some great news. One of the four House members that we were very concerned about, a guy out of Idaho, Mike Simpson, he has just announced he is going to vote with Donald Trump to rescind funding for NPR and PBS. So our odds of getting this actually signed into law just went up dramatically.
Good. We're talking with Dan Schneider, Vice President of MRC Free Speech America. You mentioned the numbers. I mean, they're pretty obvious. 173 liberal-leaning guests versus 41 conservatives. Liberal journalists outnumber conservatives 22-1. And you had zero pro-Trump Democrats that you tracked on the show. Nearly half of Republicans were anti-Trump. I mean, it's pretty obvious when you look at the bias. How then does PBS CEO Paula Kerger go on and actually say that they bring multiple viewpoints and that they're not biased? How does she make that claim?
Well, she didn't just merely make a claim. She swore under oath that this was true. But that, I was at that committee hearing, and the committee hearing started with the chairwoman of the committee saying to Kerger that you guys played Drag Queen Story Hour to kids on TV.
Right.
And Paula Kerger said under oath that that was not true. Well, at the end of the hearing, the chairwoman pulled out the video and played the video of this drag queen literally singing to the tune of, you know, when the wheels of the train go round and round, or the wheels of the bus go round and round, singing, you know, to that tune, when the hips of the queen go swish, swish, swish during a children's programming hour. That PBS CEO was lying under oath about Drag Queen Story Hour, and she's been lying under oath about the political bias at PBS. She not only is breaking the law daily, but she's lying under oath as well.
Well, and this isn't the only one. I mean, we just saw just this week was another Sesame Street that featured a trans hairstylist in a monster makeover. I mean, this is, again, first off, whether or not you want to indulge in this or you want to teach your kids about this, that's your choice. If you're a parent and you want to teach your kid about trannies and monsters and hairstyle and whatever, but why is it? This is public federal taxpayer money going to push this kind of, it is literally the definition of grooming, if you ask me.
Well, John, do you remember the character Gonzo? Muppet Gonzo?
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, Gonzo now has a nephew / niece, Gonzarella.
Oh, geez.
Who is a trans Muppet. So this just doesn't stop. These people are out not to serve the public interest, but to serve a radical agenda. And do you know what? If you're at CNN or MSNBC, you've got First Amendment rights, you can do that. But if you're at NPR, National Public Radio, or public broadcasting system, they're supposed to serve the public, and statutorily they've got to be balanced and neutral, and they are not. They are simply an arm of the Democrat Party. They're their most vicious talking points for the Democrat Party, and our tax dollars should not be funding them any longer.
Dan, I appreciate you guys. You at MMRC, you guys, and Newsbusters too. My buddy Curtis Houck, I love Curtis. You guys do yeoman's work. If folks are interested, if they want to read more of this report, they can find it at mrc.org, correct?
Yep, and sort of the main news outlet for MRC is called newsbusters.org, so that you can find it very easily right there. And, John, the vote is expected this Wednesday or Thursday in the House of Representatives to defund these terrible propagandist outlets.
So we need to make sure I'm sure we know how Ron Estes will vote, but my guess is our delegation, other than Sharice Davids, will all be yeses, and Sharice, I'm sure, will be a no. There's nothing we can do about her. She's a Democrat. But Dan, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.